Hi, I'm Avril Miller, and you're listening to Gut Talks, double G, U, double T.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maria, and welcome to Season 3 of Gut Talks, double G, U, double T, a podcast about business, design, and gut feelings. I started Gut Talks a couple of years ago to educate, spread some karma on the board, connect, reconnect, or learn from awesome entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and investors. By the way, there are no sponsors on the show, but a like, a share, comment, and hitting the subscribe button would mean a lot. Now let's get started.
So this is the next episode of our segment with Avril Miller, discussing her wealth of experience over 50 years helping businesses from housekeeping, as she calls it, to growing. Here we go. Okay, so I have a few takeaways here from what you said. So you kind of act as a shortcut, but listening is a key element. So listening, applying, exploring, and then making their own decisions, not just because it's very hard to get someone to start thinking in a different way, because it's all about the mindset in general. So rewiring the mindset of a team or a person or a company that taps into the company culture and everything is very difficult, no matter what they try to do, because sometimes the amount of time that would be wasted would be just clear for you just before they even start doing anything. But you need to get their brain wired in that direction.
I think you put it absolutely beautifully, Maria, because I think the shortcut is the thing. And the challenge is that people will spend huge amounts of time on training programs, various development programs, many of which are very good and deliver a lot of information. But unless it is going into minds that are prepared for it and a culture which is fully formed for it, then it will go nowhere. And the single biggest thing you can teach people right at the start, at the beginning, is work out what your culture is and then model it at every level, all the time. Hold yourself to account. Because people will learn more from watching their colleagues and watching their manager and controlling their own behavior so that anyone watching them copies that. You will get that through an organization like DNA faster than anything else if everyone understands, buys into, agrees with, and it's a business ideally with a sense of purpose, good purpose that delivers something of good to individuals or organizations or the planet. And they just model it, and it's like living and breathing. It doesn't need to be on the wall. It needs to be on the surface of your skin and in your voice and in your emotions and in your conversation. And that's where it comes from.
And this idea of the mindset thing is not just for business. It's also about day-to-day life, especially if we talk about retired people who are just used to a certain routine because this is how they've been living for like 50 years. And then suddenly they retired. They don't know what to do. They sit on the couch and watch TV, right? Read a book and that's it, because they can't take any risk. And it's kind of the same idea. This is the most challenging, I guess, aspect, but it can start with small rituals as well. I mean, when I was working in the corporate world, one thing I started doing was something I called pizza hour. And I managed to get like the partners to buy pizza. Like we would, like either the company would pay for the pizzas or each one would pay for their own pizza. So we had both, and get everyone for lunch, like from the team, and to talk about a specific topic, a specific project, something they did at university, or invite someone. But what happened here is some other teams got jealous. So they started doing that. These are little things or little rituals that one can start implementing maybe in a company. I'm just saying that because I'm curious about the trainings you do that are different and this mindset shift also you work on, because you said it's not training as you know it. So I assume it's not mentoring as you know it, advising as you know it.
No, it's not. I think just going back for one moment to what you were saying about habits and breaking little habits, I think if everyone could grasp the idea of neuroplasticity, then everyone would be much happier. Because this idea of you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and I am who I am, or you know, that's how he's always done it, it takes so little to change down, to break down those existing patterns in your brain and to create new ones. And little things like writing with your opposite hand, your non-dominant hand, changing the way you go to work. And the teaching and the it's not training, it's not teaching. Do you know what? I don't know what it is, Maria. I do a Wednesday session with one of my clients every Wednesday lunchtime. And it's 45 minutes where they turn up online in Zoom. I say, bring your sandwiches or put your earpods in or go for a walk or something. I talk about something that is interesting, that it could be around, let's have a look at critical thinking. Let's have a look at neuroplasticity. Let's have a look at gut instinct. Let's talk about internal representations and differences. It can be a whole host. I literally just pluck them out of the sky. It's very disordered. And a lot of people say to me, well, could you make it into a much more formal thing? Well, of course, there are certain outcomes that you want, but how you get there is very different. And another thing, just before joining this call, I was going around my bookshelves, making a list of all the books that I think are worth taking as little, what does this person think, sessions. And so we're going to start doing some of those. Not to say this is received wisdom, you have to believe in it all, but just add it in to your body of thinking. I'd love to be clearer about how I do what I do. And I think one of the big challenges, and I'm sorry if I'm rabbiting all over, one of my big challenges is that everything I do is usually direct, live, either literally face-to-face or face-to-face on Zoom. It's not well codified. It would be very difficult to write it down. It would take the life and the energy out of it to write it down. And so if anyone has any brilliant ideas about how to help me do that, to turn it into framework that I can take out, I would love to hear from them, because I'm stuck.
It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe, share, or like to get notified about the upcoming episodes of this segment and upcoming segments.